Well, let's start with measures 1 through 4. That will be the first 4 measures in our section A. Here is what they sound like. This song is in 3/4 time, and this pattern is 16th notes in the left hand. 1 E and a, 2 E and a, 3 E and a, 1 E and a, 2 E and a, 3 E and a. So what I have here left hand is the G below middle C with my 5th, and then I'll play the D above that with my 1st, B below that with my 3rd, and then back up to the D with my 1st. And I try to keep this real smooth. I don't want... And you could use the pedal. You'd have to pick it up though at the beginning of each beat. And I do a little bit of both in this. The other thing I do to keep it smooth is I'll keep the 5th finger down while I play the notes for the other 2 fingers. And that smooths it out as well. So the first 2 beats in the left hand will be that. The 3rd beat will be A, D, C, D. And these are notes from the D7 chord. The note that's missing would be the F sharp, but we're not going to put it in. We're just going to play A with our 4th, D above that, back to the C, back up to the D. And then in measure 2, we go back to the G arpeggio in the same pattern. G, D, B, D, G, D, B, D, G, D, B, D. Right hand, you're starting on the D above middle C with your 3rd. Then we'll hold that for 2 counts. Then we'll go up to the D above that with our 5th, down to the C, down to the B, back up to the C. We'll hit the D and give it 3/4 of a beat. 1, E, and, that's the B with the 3rd. And then on the 2nd beat, we'll wind up on the G with the 1st finger. So just the right hand, 1 E and a, 2 E and a, 3 E and a, 1 E and a, 2 E and a, 3 E and a. And let's actually pick up our hand on the 3rd beat and rest there. So let's put the 2 hands together. So right hand we have this B above middle C. Left hand we have our G below middle C. We start our pattern. We have 2 of the pattern. Then when the left hand goes to the A, D, C, D, this is when the right hand plays the D, C, B, C. So right hand D, left hand A, right hand C, left hand D, right hand B, left hand C. Then both hands go back up, right hand C, left hand D. Then in measure 2, right hand we go to the D under the 5th. This is where the left hand resumes its pattern with the G chord. G, D, B, and on the D, this is where the right hand plays the B under its 3rd. And then right hand go to the G with your 1st when the left hand repeats the pattern for the G on the 2nd beat. Then right hand come off while the left hand finishes up by itself. And that's how we play measures 1 and 2. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4.